3, 2, 1. Oh, what is up, guys? It is Dylan Lepore back to you with another podcast. So I just got off vacation, and it has been great. We did a bunch of things. If you are following my Instagram under Dylan's Legos, everything's under Dylan's Legos, you'll notice that I post a lot of stories and stuff. And tell me what you guys think about my Instagram stories. I'm trying to work on those and see how well I can do those from what I have. But yeah, the pictures have been coming out great. We went to go... It was 2 days ago, I believe. 2 days ago. Three or two days ago. And we went to go 4 days ago, actually. I'm going to say 3 to 4 days ago. We went to North Carolina, Outer Banks Aquarium. And went to the aquarium. I went to the aquarium with my family, my grandparents, mom's side. And we went around there. And I've been there often. Maybe like 5-6 times, and we went around, and we finally went to the sea turtles exhibit, where they do rehabilitation for sea turtles, and we went over there, and there was a lady, there was a whole bunch of people there, there was a lady telling us that they were doing the sea turtle, they were releasing these sea turtles that you see here, they're releasing 10 sea turtles, tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. at this island in front of the Bodhi Lighthouse, and I believe it was it was on the other side of the lighthouse, on the left side when you're going straight. We had to get out and walk over to the shore. And, it was super cool. We got to help and, see the sea turtles, actually. They carry the sea turtles to the shore, and they would let them, just go, all the way to the shore. to the, ocean, and that was pretty cool. There was, nine small ones, 8 or 9 small ones, and then there was, a huge sea turtle that they released, and these sea turtles they picked up from the shore that's next to their aquarium, or just they get a call and they like need to pick up sea turtles. Some of these sea turtles are just from rehabilitating them from the cold, if they get too cold, because they're cold-blooded, and if they get too cold they could die, and the water was so cold. And they went to shore, and they were just freezing, and they could have frozen to death if they didn't get them in time. Luckily, they did, and some of them are either from tax and just being left behind and stuff. And that was really, really freaking cool. And then always their ginormous shark tank. Their shark tank is freaking amazing. Only if we had more time, I would have been there forever. Their shark tank is the best part of that exhibit, and I'm so glad we went again. It was either that or Cape Hatteras Lighthouse. We did Cape Hatteras like 2-3 years ago, and it was really cool down there, but I haven't been to the lighthouse in a while, and I just love it. I love that light. Aquarium. I just love it down there. Last year, a couple years ago, 4 or 5, not sure. They had a Jurassic Park outside, and they had a whole bunch of animatronic dinosaurs and stuff. And they would actually move, and they would do their noises and stuff. And that was actually really cool. The T-Rex was one of the best parts, of course. But they had a wide variety of dinosaurs and stuff, and it looked really good. It looked real. I'm not sure how much related there are to the actual movie props, but they were really good. And I would recommend, if you're ever in Outer Banks, definitely go to the aquarium and the pier. A pier got ruined by, I think, Irene, Hurricane Irene. And they rebuilt it, and I think the North Carolina Aquarium took over that and built their own pier. And it looks, that pier is awesome. That's an awesome pier. It's like $2 to walk on it. Not bad. And that was definitely pretty awesome. Definitely a highlight of that. But wasn't a highlight is that I freaking got a... I got a cramp. I got a, what is it? A horse thing? I forget. But I got a freaking cramp in my leg while I was diving in the water. And oh my god! It hurts talking about it. It happened in four waves. I've never had a, cramp in the water ever. Ever. I never had a cramp in the water. And that was... honestly, probably the worst cramp I ever had, because I've always woken up with a cramp in my leg or something, and I would take my hand and just grab that knot in the back of my leg, and you gotta fight through the pain. It's terrible. It is horrible. It happened in four waves, so there was a humongous spike, and then it would go down, and then it would come back again, and I'll be like, here it comes, and I'd I was screaming underwater, and it was horrible. It was a horrible, horrible feeling. I didn't even move my leg. I was looking around. People were watching me. They didn't know what was going on. I didn't move. I just let the waves take me to shore. I couldn't adjust my leg, because if I moved my leg, it would have hurt so freaking bad. So I let the waves take me to shore, and I was using my left arm to paddle somewhat, but I mostly used that to hold that knot, because I did not want to move my hand, and I was like biting on my freaking hand, because it hurt so bad. It was the worst feeling I've ever felt, and I went to shore. And I just sat on the shore while sand was going up my freaking swim trunks. It was horrible. It was horrible. And as the sand was going up my swim trunks, it started to hurt. And when I moved and stuff, and it hurt even more if I tried to move. I was trying to get up for like 10 minutes. I was trying to get up for 10 minutes. I would try to get up. So I sat down for majority of the time, but then I would try to get up with my left leg, because it was on my right leg. I tried to get up with my left leg, and I would just fall back down because of the pain in my right leg. And luckily it didn't happen again after the fourth wave in the water. Thank God it didn't happen again. Whew. Gives me chills talking about it. But I tried to get up, about four or three times. And the third or fourth time, I finally managed to stand up, but I couldn't move. And definitely on the sand, since it's not flat surface, it's definitely hard to maneuver around, and especially with a cramped leg. Whew. Before I stood up. There's an old lady sitting in a chair next to the water. I did not feel like asking her, because I did not want to use all my weight on her. And then, but there's this freaking little kid that was a part of that family. And he just takes out his stuff and just starts peeing right in front of me. And I'm like, hopefully that water does not touch me when he pees. Because he was peeing like 3 yards from the shore. And I was like, what the heck? Who does that? But obviously I can't do anything about it, because I have a freaking cramped leg. I was on the ground. But after I stood up, my mom was trying to search for me, because my mom said it was my mom's intuition that got me to stand up and try to look for you. And so I stand up, and I saw my mom come in. I walked like 3 feet with my left leg like a freaking pirate. And everybody was looking at me when I was walking. Everybody thought something was going on. I was like, no, nothing. I'm gonna fight through this. And we managed to get back because it was quite a long walk because the water pushed me so far. It was quite a long walk. And mom's friend Andy comes gets me and put so I could put his weight on him. He walks me over to my chair. I couldn't sit down yet because the chair was under an umbrella and I could not bend over to get under that umbrella. So we just stood there for about another 10 minutes, holding my leg, trying to press it down and move it up so I could get that right angle and take care of that knot. But it was bad. And then since the sun was, it was like 90 something degrees, and the sun was beaming down on my back, and the focus and the pain, I was focusing on the pain, and just the pain itself really just tore me apart. And I almost had a freaking I was passed out or blacked out because of it. And I was like, ooh, I need to sit down. I need to sit down now. I need to sit down. Give me some water. I do not want to pass out because I was about to pass. I was so close to passing out. It was I if I probably passed out, I probably got a new another freaking cramp. But it was horrible. Horrible. And I did not get in the water for the rest of the vacation. We only had 2 days after that. But yeah, I did not get in the water, and then it hurt for the next. It stopped hurting yesterday. In the morning it hurt some, but it stopped hurting yesterday, and I can officially walk now and stuff. My leg's perfectly fine now. But yeah, my nana was like, "Eat bananas, eat bananas, eat bananas." I'm like, "Okay," and I ate some bananas. But it was an awesome vacation nonetheless. The sea turtles. We played Monopoly for the first. I played Monopoly for the first time. Learned how to play it. I don't think we officially. I don't think I know all the rules yet. But I think we played it fine. My granddad kicked our butts. It was it was horrible. I was the last one standing, facing off my granddad. He had freaking pieces all over the board, and he was just. I was just like, I give up. But that was fun. But yeah, the freaking that cramp, man. Whew, I do not want that ever again. I need a. Maybe I should lay off the freaking Diet Dr. Peppers and Diet Coke, Diet Cancer. But as you may know, this is the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast with your host, Dylan Lepore. Hi. And each week on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on YouTube and other podcasting services. Find me on YouTube at youtube.com/C/DylanLepore, and find me on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Dylan_Lepore. Find me on YouTube and find me on SoundCloud. I don't know why I have that marked on here twice. But if you do want to throw me a couple bucks, head on over to youtube.streamlabs.com/DylanLepore. It helps me keep this channel running and helps me pay for my SoundCloud subscription, which is necessary to keep this podcast running. So thanks everybody for donating, because that thing costs $135 a year, and it's quite expensive. But I believe in this podcasting, and I hope you guys too. And please try supporting me. I need all the support I can get to keep this thing rolling and keep this coming out every Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for as long as I can, because college is coming up and lots of things are coming, and more videos, streaming. Trying to get my life in order with this journalism thing and join in. It's just a lot of work, and if you guys could help me out through this journey, it would be fantastic. You can help me out by donating. You can help me at subscribing, follow me on Instagram, looking at my YouTube, WordPress, liking everything. But obviously, you don't need to do that. You can just watch this or listen to this podcast, enjoy it. And I hope you guys do enjoy it. But moreover on that, let's get into some news. PlayStation 4 games are now on PS PSN, PSN Now. Here's what you can play. So PlayStation 4 games are now on PlayStation Now, which is a big jump. That's very nice because they stopped PlayStation Now on PS3 and my lovely PS Vita because of, I guess, not a lot of people are doing that services on those devices, and they're just trying to focus on PlayStation 4. And if you can play PlayStation 4 on your computer and your PlayStation 4 on your TVs have PlayStation Now installed on them, and you can, on your PS4, you can also do it. And the subscription's like $107 a year, and you get to play unlimited games, I think. I'm not sure, because I don't have the subscription personally, but I think that's how it works. But I'm just going to stick with PlayStation Plus, because I do not need to spend $160 a year on top of the $135 and, you know, bills and stuff. But let's get into the list of PlayStation 4 games that are now on PlayStation Now. Killzone Shadowfall. I just bought that for $10 at the thingamabobber, GameStop. God of War 3 Remastered. Great game. Saints Row 4 re-elected. WWE 2K16. I'm going to say this wrong. Tropico? I can never say that name right. 5. Ultra Street Fighter 4. F1 2015 Darksiders 2 Definitive. No, not. Definitive. Definitive Edition. Definitive. I think that's how you say it. Definitive Edition. Evolve. Okay, game. That game. Ooh. Lots of stuff. MX versus ATV. Super Course. Encore. Rezogun. Great game. AGL Hockey Steps Divers. Broken Age. Great game. Dead Nation Apocalypse Edition. Controversial game. I really like it, but the ending. I hated the ending. Whew. Grim Fandango Remastered. I'm going to say this wrong. Akibuzz Beat. Castle Storm Definitive Edition. Exit Archive. The Other Side of the Sky. Nidhogg, and Super Mega Baseball. Those are the games now on PlayStation 4. Now, great lineup of games. Not some AAA games like Killzone, Shadowfall, God of War 3 Remastered, Saints Row 5 Re-Elected, Ultra Street Fighter, Evolve, Rezogun, Dead Nation. Those are some of the highlights, and Grim Fandango. But if you have PlayStation Plus, you can always get those free games, because lots of those games are already free. And Killzone periodically does free multiplayer weekends, so you can always play Killzone, try out Killzone completely for free, because I know they've done that a couple times. But God of War will have dynamic combat between Kratos and his son. I never heard anybody say this, so I'm going to say it to my best abilities. Atreus. Please correct me on that. Sony Santa Monica's marketing producer, Aaron Kaufman, recently revealed that the father-son interaction will be accomplished by dynamic combat. Sony Santa Monica's marketing producer, Aaron Kaufman, recently revealed that the father-son interaction will be... I said the same thing. God of War will be available exclusively on PlayStation 4 in early 2018. And this dynamic combat is actually pretty wicked, because of the way they call upon their son, and the way they you can call, so you can be on his back, you can be on his back, and you can call your son by hitting the square button, and your son can come and throw his bow and arrows at the monster or whatever you're on, and that will and then you can throw your axe, well, I'll have your son on and you on, and you can have this dual wielding, and you can just take this monster on, and it's dead, because that is a horrible fate for that freaking monster. And I don't know what happened to the list I had, but I was going to talk about that further on. But who cares now? But God of War, can't wait for that. It's going to be amazing. The interaction between son and father will be cool, because lots of games are doing that now. Not that's a bad thing at all, but I love the interaction between them, and hopefully they do it well within the God of War universe, because they said this will be immediately after God of War... well, not immediately after. This is after God of War 3, but we don't know the... how far between that timeline it really is. But in other news, new releases week of July 11th, 2017. So these are all the new releases in the PlayStation Store right now, ready for your convenience. I don't know, right now. Maybe. Yeah, I don't think right now. but let's get right into it. The Bellows PSVR Digital. So with these games, I'll tell you about the ones that I know of and the ones that I've seen and played. I'll give you my quick opinion on those, because it's quite a big list. And so I'll try to do this pretty fast. But let's get right into it. So, the Bellows PSVR Digital. Plunge yourself into a world of nightmares and fear and discover just how frightening virtual reality can be. From what I can see, it's a slow-moving, dynamic VR experience, but nothing close to Resident Evil 4. It was okay. It was okay. It was not really getting my attention. Some of these games I saw didn't really get my attention. But moreover than that, Black the Fall PSVR Digital. After decades of toy and old. An old machinist plots his escape from the observation grasp of the communist regime. Through hidden passages, shadow, and grief, he struggles, intellectually reflects, and deception are his tools. Reminds me a lot like the highly acclaimed game Inside. The plan is to escape Russia through Inside like puzzles with your robot dog, too. That's pretty cute dog. it seems pretty neat. I would check it out. I'm definitely going to check it out. I mean, it seems pretty cool. If you like Inside, you're going to like this game. Two different stories, though. This one's based in Russia, and it's kind of like a spy theme. Lots of Russias are in spy. Flash Russia games are a spy theme, but, you know, who cares? It looks like a great game, and I would recommend it. Day 2, Tower Rush, PS4, digital. Defend yourself from a horde of vicious creatures by building towers and catapults, and defend the time machine at all costs. Exciting and wild worlds await you. Just your average tower defense game. That's nothing. I saw a trailer for it. I saw two trailers for it, and it was pretty, it's average. Go play the free game on, the balloon game. Play, it's like that. It's your average, Dare Click Feet, PS4 Digital. Dare Click Feet is a fast space combat game. You are tasked with defending a refuge fleet as you travel to Star, searching for a new colony to call home. Seems like a pretty dull space simulator shooter, and combat looks like you'll get boring after a while. The ships and planets look nice, though. Always those space games always look nice, and some of them look nice. But I really like the way they did the planets in this one. The asteroids kind of seem pretty bland, but overall the planets look superb, and the ships look pretty decent. Kind of reminds me of a little bit of the Ratchet and Clank ships design, but again, the game doesn't look like that Pixar quality. I'm not comparing it at all to the Ratchet and Clank, besides the ship design, not Pixar quality at all. But that's what I thought of it. But that's pretty much my thoughts on all those games so far. The rest we'll just speed run through. Energy Blast, PS Vita Digital out 7/12. During a mission, your spaceship encounters an unknown anomaly and all systems fail. You have to balance the energy in order to get them running again and to get home safely. Energy balance is a number puzzle. You have to swap power units in such a way that there sums for correct change both vertically and horizontally. Fantastic contraption? Contraption? Fan Fantastic contraption, PSVR Digital. Build and create in a fantastic world. Fantastic Contraption is a surreal VR puzzle game where you use simple tools to assemble amazing machines to get your ball to the goal area. Final Fantasy 12, The Zodiac Age, PSVR Digital Retail. Final Fantasy 12, The Zodiac Age provides improves upon the PS2 classic, now more beautiful and easier to plan than ever. The high-definition remaster introduces several modern advancements, including reconstruction, battle design, and a revamped job system. Players both returning and new to the game will experience a grand adventure that spans the world of Elvilks. I never really got into Final Fantasy, but I need to play 7. I bought it brand new for my PlayStation 1, and I just need to get into it. I just need to sit down and play it. I know I need to. If I'm a video game person, I need to play Final Fantasy. But let's get into Frisky Business PS4 Digital 7/13. You and Mr. Falcon Frisk, Private Detective Frisk Investigation Solutions, develop your relationship with your team as you take on your very first case. Me looking over there, my brother was just in the room. But Hunting Simulator, PS4 Retail. In Hunting Simulator, discover decent hunting areas and complete hundreds of objectives alone or with your friends. Explore varied environments, track your prey, and become a better hunter. Iron Cryptical, Iron Cryptical, PS4 Digital, the glorious royal treasures of Cry, stop this, Cry Pinto have been stolen. Now the king's washed-up knights must suit up and descend into the ancient palace crypts to return the golden goodies. Golden goodies. Leap of Faith, PS4 Digital. Leap of Faith. Leap of Faith is a fiercely paced cyberpunk roguelike about overcoming your fears and achieving your fate in a New York City where magic is real. In New York City where magic is real. You play as Technomage, who must develop unspeakable powers to confront the crucible of faiths. And can you survive the trials of Osiris? Minecraft Story Mode Season 2 Episode 1 is out on PS4 Digital. Now that Jesse and the gang have vanquished the witch wither, the Witherstorm, saved the world and became totally super famous heroes, life has gotten a bit more complicated. With more responsibilities and less time for adventures, old friendships have started to fade, at least until Jesse's hand gets stuck in a creepy gauntlet that boggles to an ancient underworld temple. MotoGP 17, PS4 Digital, the 2017 edition of the official MotoGP video game brings all the adrenaline need for speed of the new world championship, including all the riders, team, and tracks of the 2017 season. Isn't Need for Speed should be copyrighted? Like, Need for Speed. They use Need for Speed in this one. Need for Speed. Literally, it says right there, Need for Speed. And Shouldn't they use that in their advertisement? Maybe people get confused. But Mr. Pumpkin Adventures PS Vita, impress yourself in a game of logic and puzzle solving that will help Mr. Pumpkin regain his memory. Make your way through an adventure-filled kingdom of plants. Minus 50 wonderful scenes that will take you through the fantastic world on our quest to help Mr. Pumpkin. Mr. Shifty is actually a game I'm interested in. PS4 Digital, shift through bullets and master lightning fast takedowns in an all-new kind of action game from Tiny Build and Tiny Shifty. Mr. Shifty follows a teleportation-fueled heist to bring into the world's most secure facility. Serial Cleaner, PS4 Digital, slip on your flares, grab your shades, and hop in your station wagon. It's time to go to work as a professional cleaner for the mop. Oh, what the heck is that? That seems pretty interesting. I'll definitely check that out, Serial Cleaner, if you're looking to have a fun gaming experience this weekend or this week. Transport Giant PS4 Digital, it is the year 1850. The world has experienced its biggest upheavally. Witness the birth of mass production and mass transport with a little capital and innovation idea. You can build an empire. Warlocks versus Shadows. Is this Destiny again? That sounds like a DLC for Destiny. PS4 Digital. Choose the most powerful warlocks in the universe and wage a war to cleanse evil once and for all. Warlocks vs. Shadows, in an instant 2D action RPG/brawler featuring 5 terrifying dimensions. Yama Yama. PS4 Digital. Play as one of the armless rejects in the Yama Yama area of joy. Your goal is to impress the flat god faces of the underverse by flat suiting your opponents into oblivion. So that is all the games that are coming to PlayStation PSN right now, this week, or a couple days from this week. Well, a couple days within this week, because tomorrow is the update, and that update is pretty awesome. You know, updates, they're pretty awesome. But Warframe plans of, I'm going to say this wrong, Eidolona? Eidolona is a game-changing expansion out this year. So they just had a Technocon, like Destiny has the DestinyCon, BungieCon, whatever, GuardianCon, whatever. Everybody has a con, MineCon, whatever. They just had Technocon for Warframe. I never really got into Warframe. It's free, so anybody can try it out. But I know they keep updating. You can have a ship and stuff, and the dojos and whatever. They keep expanding. Of course, these DLCs cost money. So watch out for those. Some don't. Some they make massive updates and they don't cost money, which is nice, really nice. But some of their DLC and some of their content can get pretty pricey, like $107. So I'll check that out. But their update they're coming out with, thousands of techno assembled to learn about the future of Warframe at this year's Technocon. Here's what's coming soon. A groundbreaking new update. Plans of Eidolona, the Senate's colony and Ostron civilization, Hydroid Prime access, a brand new Warframe. So they're coming out with those three. So you get Prime access and a brand new Warframe and that ginormous update. Discover the evolving future of Warframe. A glance of Unbra and download a free Warframe digital comic. The Warframe team has been hard at work on a completely new experience for players. Plans of Eidolona launches this year and will introduce open-ended landscape to the game for the first time. So what this looks like to me is that they're building a tower type thing, like Destiny has a tower and stuff. And the division has all its little spots and stuff. They're building a place like this that is kind of cool. They're really, I've seen some of the screenshots and it looks really nice and definitely expanding on the lore and the universe of Warframe. Maybe I'll re-download it. Maybe I need to buy a freaking 4 terabyte. That would be preferred. But I definitely need to upgrade my hard drive if I even plan on getting this. So yeah, this is a makeshift town built by the Ostrons, a ragged group of survivors that make their living by scavenging and harvesting. But harvesting, what? When players or off-worlders to the entrance, they'll see a wide open environment bursting with life. The town itself resembles a tribal open market. Players will see a connected network of colorful tenants that make up a bazaar, and within an astronomic questionable vendors, food merchants, opportunities, all working to eke out a living. In the background looms a bleeding tower, giant living biochemical construction harvest just outside of the town. So yeah, it seems like they're building like this tower and stuff, and it seems kind of cool. But so this launches, we remember the launch day, November 15th, 2013 was when they originally launched this, and they do not have a plan for when they'll launch this for right now. But I guess you can, I guess they'll go further into that as the story develops. But overall, yeah, it looks pretty nice, and I would definitely recommend if you took some time off Warframe, I'll definitely recommend trying to get back into it, because when I got into it the first time, it was complicated. It was complicated. I like the Blacklight Retribution. I still like Blacklight Retribution. I still play. I need to get one more trophy and I have 100% on it. But more news. Doomfist is Overwatch's first real villain, and that's good. Blizzard made waves ahead of the weekend by revealing that next hero to join the ever-expanding roster of Overwatch, to say that fans have been waiting for Doomfist would be an understatement, since his gauntlet was a plot point in the announcement trailer. Anticipation for him as nearly revealed that of Sombra. I don't play Overwatch. I played the alpha and the beta, but I didn't really. I got into it a little bit, but I didn't really think much of it. Paladins has been fun, and it's free. I can play it whenever I want. It's free. It's free. Overwatch, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But they also came out with a new character. I forget the name of that one, but I posted on my Twitter feed or something. I forget the name of it because I don't really pay attention to the Overwatch names. But I'll definitely keep an eye on that. I know lots of people are excited about that, because I remember seeing the trailer and I was like, that fist, and everybody was trying to get the fist. That was an awesome trailer, I had to say, and they're really, Overwatch has been really good with those lore videos and stuff, and that is actually pretty cool if Destiny did something like that. But I know in Destiny 2 they're going to expand on the lore, and they're going to have videos and cutscenes within the game, because not a lot of people like reading, you know? But more news, Rocket League hits 33 million players, 1.6 million players every day. That's a lot of players, and I'm very proud of Rocket League, and that game has boosted up. I got a few videos. I got a review of Rocket League and a gameplay video of Rocket League on my channel, my YouTube channel, youtube.com/c/DylanLepore. But I'm proud of Rocket League. They've showed that indie developers can make it and can push their products. This just so happens to be a game that really defied indie games right now. Minecraft is the biggest one, but this one, they are—it's it's crazy. I stopped playing Rocket League. I get on every once in a while, but I've kind of stopped playing Rocket League after I did its after I got the platinum in it. But that's fine. I come back to it every once in a while. But Rocket League is a great game, and everybody should try it out. The soccer with cars game Rocket League comes out 2 years ago this month. Psychics is celebrating the anniversary with a big new update, and now the developer has announced more player statistics and launching the game's first ever double drop rate weekend. Beginning today, July 6, all uncommon or greater customization items and crates will drop with greater frequency. Additional, the chance of getting a painted version of an item is double now until when the promo period ends on July 10th. As far as the new player numbers, Psychics announced that Rocket League has now seen 33 million players, though the game has not necessarily sold that many copies. Over the past 12 months, the game is averaging 1.6 million players every day, 3.3 million players per week, and 6.1 million players every month. In all, 1.5 billion matches have been played in Rocket League's lifetime, with players collectively scoring 6.9 billion goals. In terms of popularity over the past 12 months, PS4 had the most active players, because mostly in part of PlayStation Plus, and they released a hard copy game of it. PlayStation Plus really had that advantage, and I'm glad we had that advantage. That was sweet. 41% on PS4, with Xbox One 32%, and PC 27%. It's just better with a controller. The game is coming to Nintendo Switch later this year with cross-play support with Xbox One. That's incredible. Cross-play support with Xbox One. I've heard in an interview that PS4, PlayStation is just not on board with that right now, with the cross-play and stuff. They're just not on board with it. And that's fine, but the market will always change and compromise will happen, but we'll see what happens. It's fine. I'm not worried about it. PlayStation guy over here. A PlayStation podcast, but not really worried about it. The Octane car was the most popular one over the past year, while the most popular topper with was the Halo. Check out the infographic here. No. As for Rocket League's second anniversary update, it adds a free new map called Champions Field. The update also introduces free Rick and Morty themed customization options. Additionally, you can now have different engine sounds, effects, and goal explosions. Some customization options for these will be available for free, while others are locked as crate drops. You can get a full rundown updates on their website. Rocket League is a huge hit, but don't expect Rocket League 2 anytime soon. Our goal was to keep making Rocket League better and better so that we don't lose any of the people that want to play. Psychic's German Jeremy Dunham said, "If they're playing our game, we're not going to penalize them and make them buy our game again just because we want to add a couple new features. We want to let them know we're in it for the long haul. If they're in it for the long haul." So if you keep playing the game, they'll keep updating it. Like the beginning of the Rocket League, when Rocket League started, like the very beginning of it, they were talking about, if you keep playing our game, we'll keep making content. They said that straight up like that. And that was a part of the interview. He reset it for this piece right here. Jeremy Dunham is a great guy. He's funny. He's awesome, of what I've heard of him, and I wish him the best of luck. Overall, Rocket League has been doing fantastic, and this game's great, and I'll definitely try it out if you haven't. It's addictive, with new games coming out like this, and it's just been great, and just play Rocket League. Just play Rocket League. Sony reveals that trophies will now sync faster, and the first thing people do is bring up PSN name changes. We're all asking for PSN name changes. I'm gonna stick with Dylan's Legos. I use it for everything now. I like it. It's a part of me. I can't let it go now because I don't know what else I would think of. Cool guy, 2017. I don't know what else to put. But that's good that if you can manually sync your trophies, it's much faster now. But name changes. PS4 will think about it. But you actually do have to pay for Xbox. To pay for your thing to change, which they could easily implement that, but we don't know much about that right now. Sony and Microsoft are two different things, and they have two different ideas and two different ways of looking at things, and that's just how it is. Let's continue on with the news. Destiny 2 update. Destiny 2 open beta hits PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on July 21st. Get the clan together because Destiny 2 is entering open beta on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One from July 21st to July 23rd. If you pre-ordered it, you'll be able to play it even earlier, July 18th for PS4 and July 19th for Xbox One. Though Bungie is working with Intel on Destiny 2's PC launch, the open beta will only be available on consoles. So if you pre-order it, you have early access. You go onto the Bungie website, you type in your code, and it'll give you a note that's saying it's not active yet. When it's active, you'll get it, which is pretty sick. So in 11 days, you'll be able to download this and play the freaking crap out of it. Cause I know I will. I'm freaking making videos and stuff. I made a video of their recent update, the farm, which was a pretty awesome update. What I saw of the farm, it looks fantastic, and we didn't get to see a lot of it, but what we saw was pretty sweet. So I recommend go checking out that video now on youtube.com /C/ Dylan Lepore. Keep plugging that because plugs are awesome. But that is it for the news. Dropped the paper and the script. I hope you guys enjoyed this Monday morning PlayStation podcast. I know I did. I just wanna say thank you and follow my Instagram for behind the scenes and Twitter for updates on streaming schedules and YouTube and let me know. Email me. My email is down below. Email me. If you want to chat, if you want to play PSN together, if you want to do stuff together, email me and try to support me because I want to keep this running and I love doing this. And if I could keep doing this, it would be even better. So thank you to everybody that supports this. And today was a good day. And hopefully I keep this. I need to keep recording at this time of day because I have this sun in my face. But hope you guys enjoyed this Monday morning PlayStation podcast. I believe this was the 5th episode with your host Dylan Lepore. So Rocket League, God of War, PlayStation Now, pretty good week for news and stuff. Nothing, no drama, no nothing. Just a lot of good things, and that's what video games are about. So this is Dylan Lepore, signing off. Bye.